everybody, and welcome to today's show. I'm your host, Zach Drew. You're going to want to watch today's program, especially to the very end. Today is Andrew Beller's last episode with us. We're going to send him off and send him off well. He has served so greatly over these last 5 years, and we wish him and his wife the absolute best as they travel back to be with family in Michigan. So you're going to want to watch this program. And yeah, just in the comments, just wish Andrew well. We love him. He's going to remain on the board as a board of, as one of the directors of the ministry. So he can't get away from us entirely. Listen, next week, August 11th, is the last day of the fundraiser. So please get involved. We have the opportunity. We have a $50,000 match that we're trying to, match right now. And so we have raised $28,259 of the $50,000. So we are halfway there with only a week to go. So please get involved. And if you are watching the show on the 11th, get it in the mail and just mark it so that if it ends up coming in after that, and it's been postmarked by the 11th, it will still go towards the match. But this week, I want to thank an anonymous donor of $2,000. Also, I want to thank Hal and Gary and Janet, and our dear friends, Gilbert and Marianne. I want to thank Camille and Randy and Richie and Jane and Claudia and Brenda, Karen, Deb, Craig, and Gail, who all gave this week to go towards the matching funds. Please call 888-459-5727 and get involved. If it takes a couple of minutes for someone to pick up, just be patient and wait on the line. They will be there, I promise you. Also, the easiest way to give is to just simply go to ZachDrewShow.com and click that bright orange donate button and give today towards this match. We love you guys, and I also just want to say thank you to all of those who give on a monthly, reoccurring basis. You're the lifeblood of this ministry. Enjoy today's program. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. I'm your host, Zach Drew.
And I'm Andrew Bellers.
Andrew Bellers. This is Andrew Bellers' last program with us.
That's right.
For a while, until he comes back.
We'll see.
We'll see. I've told him before, you know, we announced back in January that Andrew was going to be leaving us in about 10 months or so, and here we are. So he and his wife are actually packing up. They're picking up the U-Haul today?
Yep, we're packing up today, and we're officially leaving tomorrow.
But not before we go out and have a nice big steak tonight.
That's right, yeah.
That's right. Listen, we're going to be talking a little bit more about Andrew and his story in the second half of today's program, so we can just wish him well on his new exciting venture. But hey, we've still got a show to do. The last
right.
one, big guy.
Uh-huh.
Hey, listen, we would like to encourage everybody that's watching. We've been doing our big fundraiser and everything like that. But like I've said before, what makes our ministry continue on a monthly basis, I just want to say a huge, huge, huge thank you to all of those that support us every single month, month by month. You're there. We can count on you. And that is how we build for the future. I want to encourage every single person watching to become a member of the Paul Revere Report. So the Paul Revere Report, join that club today. It's for a monthly donation of $30. And every month we will send you a special news report to your email. And it really is good. Like, I mean, it is good. And also, Josh Peck will be writing and editing his own show that will be available exclusively through the Paul Revere Club. Here is a little bit more about the Paul Revere Report.
In a world where information is everywhere, how can we separate the signal from the noise? Introducing the Paul Revere Club. Your one-stop destination for breaking news, current events, and cutting-edge coverage of the latest developments in science, technology, politics, and so much more. Imagine finally having a place free of censorship where you can stay informed, inspired, and connected, all in one convenient location. But that's not all. At the Paul Revere Club, we go beyond the headlines. Dive into our rich collection of Bible teachings where ancient wisdom meets modern relevance. For those seeking profound insights into news, prophecy, and unraveling the mysteries of the world, our newsletter provides exclusive show notes from The Zach Drew Show and extra commentary from Josh Peck, combining to offer the ultimate source of information for truth-seeking individuals like you. Receive our monthly newsletter by joining the Paul Revere Club today and embark on a journey of knowledge, inspiration, and the truth of God's Word. Connect with a community of like-minded brothers and sisters passionate about staying informed and understanding the signs of our time. Signing up for the Paul Revere Club has never been easier or more affordable. For a monthly donation of only $30, you can unlock a world of knowledge at your fingertips. Simply call our toll-free number, 888-459-5727, and tell our operators you would like to join the Paul Revere Club. Or go to ZachDrewShow.com, click on the IGBY store, click the Paul Revere Club icon, and sign up today. The Paul Revere Club. Prophetic warnings to pierce the darkness.
Once again, everyone who believes in this show, what we're doing and what we are trying to accomplish here, please, I am asking you to join this club. Go online right now and do that. And see, here's the thing. We have like documents that show that there are hundreds of people that watch the program every single week, religiously. They tune in every week, and the vast majority do not get involved. So, you know, it's kind of, the irony is, you know, we're trying to do our best. We're offering this, I don't want to say it's a service because we are commissioned by God, but we're offering this service, and the only way we can continue is if people get behind. So I'm asking those that watch every week and haven't stepped up, please do that now. We need your help. Just call 888-459-5727. And if it takes a couple of minutes to get through, just sit there, wait, hang out, eat a Twinkie, right? I mean, just be patient and someone will be on the other line. 888-459-5727. Or a truly easy way to do it is you just go to ZachDrewShow.com. And this is important. When you're on that page, you click the store icon. You gotta click the store icon. And there it'll show where you can get our coffee. But right next to that, it will show the Paul Revere Club. You sign up for that and we'll send you that report every single month to your email. Andrew Bellers, there is something pretty interesting going on. It's about an intelligent agency funding research to merge AI with human brain cells.
Yeah, and we're going to be making a case on this show that essentially one day every computer that you can buy on the market is going to have human brain cells in it.
And this is simply just, whenever we talk about the fourth industrial revolution, how technology will be embedded into every fabric of society and even the human body, it's not like there's one topic to talk about. It's not like, well, there's just BCI, which is brain to computer interface chips, or it's just the new federal currency, or it's just the new cryptocurrency, or it's just nanotechnology or quantum computing. It literally is all of these things combined, or the LEO satellites, or AGI and the day of singularity, whenever AI far surpasses that of mankind. It is all of these things working together that is going that's going to truly fulfill so many prophetic scripture.
Yeah, and if you look at like the philosophy of like Yuval Noah Harari, for example, who's one of the big voices of modern technology, what they're trying to do is they're trying to unlock the next step in human evolution. That's their goal. That's what they're trying
to do. That's a deep statement, too.
With the fourth industrial revolution. Now, we know prophetically from a scriptural worldview that the enemy has other ulterior motives. But from the human worldview, that's what they're trying to do right now. And this article from this week is one of the craziest advancements in this goal. Here's the article. Intelligence agency funding research to merge AI with human brain cells. An Australia intelligence agency is funding research attempting to merge AI with human brain cells. And according to The Guardian, research into merging human brain cells with artificial intelligence has received a $600,000 grant from Defense and the Office of National Intelligence. This is in Australia right now. And Adil Razi, the project's lead, said this. This new technology capability in future may eventually surpass the performance of existing purely silicon-based hardware. What he's saying by that is that the hardware that we have, the way that we have made computers for, you know, the human history where we've had computers, is going to become extinct.
So silicon-based hardware, which is all that we've had.
Yes.
He's saying there will be a day in our future where that's so archaic that no one even has those things.
Exactly. So the article goes on. Last year, the research team created a, quote, dish brain.
A dish brain. I think of like a Petri dish, you know.
Or like those little things,
you know, whenever like, you know, like, what were the little doll thingies that you, and the grass grew out of their heads?
Chia
pet.
Yeah.
So it's
like a human chia pet.
It's like a conscious chia pet that will look at you and then you walk through the room.
Exactly. So it goes on. This dish brain is a semi-biological computer chip with some 800,000 human and mouse brain cells.
And where do they? So listen, I'm not an expert in this. So how are they getting the brain cells?
Well, we're going to get into that, but they're getting it from human stem cells.
Okay.
So let me go on. And human and mouse brain cells lab grown into its electrodes. According to New Atlas, the dish brain utilizes lab-cultivated neurons from human stem cells. The scientists were able to train the brain cells. This is nuts. And we covered this, I think, last year when this first broke. They were able to train the brain cells to play the classic video game Pong.
So there's no human involved?
No.
There's literally just a Petri dish, so to speak, of brain cells.
Exactly.
And they were able to teach those brain cells how to play Pong.
Yes.
That is so freaky. Like, that is so nuts. Because it's like there's like a movie.
Because of the nature of how neurons interact
wild.
With each other, it's a new type of, it's not a new type of networking, it's a biological type of networking. So they're training a chip in the same way that you would train a child. You would train a human's brain to perform basic functions like playing Pong.
And I remember, you know, there was something about that they said, what was it? It was like...
Man, I don't know the way exactly they word it. But
it's not sentient, but it is thinking.
That's right. So it's not conscious. It's not conscious in the way that a human being would be. But the brain works in the way that a human being's brain works.
And so these like little neurons are firing.
That's right.
Oh my gosh.
So here's the last bit of this article. Some experts contend that the brain-powered biological intelligence operating system, or BIOS, you think we have Mac OS. This is BIOS. It's a whole new type of operating system. It's the future of AI because it is self-programming. It requires less memory. It conserves energy. And get this part. It can learn throughout its lifetime like human brain cells learn. You think about like your computer every, you know, however many months they come out with a new update of your operating system. And so you have to download the update and you have to go through that. Think about an operating system that actually teaches itself to become better. They're merging AI like with ChatGPT.
I know that this is what you've been saying, but it just clicked in my brain. they're actually finally merging AI with human matter.
That's right.
And it's actually working. It's like, what happens whenever you can 3D, because you can 3D print flesh. You know that, right? I mean, you can 3D print flesh. You know, they're already 3D printed for skin grafts and this and that that actually take to human skin. You know, there are doctors that, like, let's say you're having heart surgery. They can 3D print your exact heart with whatever, like, the scans will reveal, because everybody's heart's a little different. And maybe, like, your heart is suffering in this tiny little area and everything is okay over here. They can 3D print your heart, and then the heart surgeon can practice on your fake heart to see if there's going to be any type of problems and this and so. So if they can continue advancing there and 3D print a human body.
Yeah.
What happens whenever they start placing these neurons that are firing on their own?
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, listen to me. I feel like right now someone is watching this 20 years in the future and they're showing it and saying, look, people were saying this back in 2023. What is coming? The world is going to change so much over these next 15 to 20 years, if the Lord would tarry, you won't recognize it. It'll be like, in the same sense, it's like if something so catastrophic were to happen in America, like an EMP, where it's more of like, you know, the day after an EMP, everyone's life is forever changed and it is dark. You know, it's like you're thrusted back into the 1700s, okay? And it would be such a drastic time that whether you're a child, a teenager, adult, or a grandma, everyone would refer to before the event and after the event. It would be such a dividing factor in the course of our history. That is what is coming. You know, you think that things are getting worse and they're, you know, it's getting crazier out in the world and it's darker. You know, the good old days are gone. Listen, sweetie, you're going to wish you could go back to 2023 with what they're planning and what's coming out.
That's right. And this technology. So I just want to say this real quick, because I just had this thought. Imagine just how we've been talking about ChatGPT and how advanced artificial intelligence is becoming. We're moving towards something called artificial general intelligence.
AGI.
That's right. And that's where artificial intelligence actually thinks like the way that a human thinks, and its IQ far surpasses a human IQ. Imagine now they're integrating, they have this breakthrough where they're integrating computer hardware with actual brain matter. Imagine having an artificial general intelligence that can actually operate a real human brain. It's you know, you've heard this quote so many times, the sci-fi of today is just the technology of the future. And so
I haven't heard it, but that's really good.
And so we're experiencing these breakthroughs now, but eventually, at some point in time, this is going to hit the market. You're actually going to be able to buy computers that are operating off of BIOS, which is this organoid, you know, operating system where they're using brain cells in your computers. And when it first comes out, only the wealthy will have it. It will be extremely expensive. But think about just a modern example. Think about, you know, plasma screen TVs. You know, when they first came out,
only you were bougie if you had one.
It was a sign of, if you owned a plasma screen TV when they first came out, it was an absolute sign of wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And now they don't even produce them anymore.
They don't produce them. No. I remember whenever the first flat screen TVs came out, do you know what they were going for? Over $15,000.
Yeah.
And the tech is so outdated, no one wants to even have those. And they're so cheap now. So cheap. First off, you can't even sell a plasma TV because no one even wants one. I remember back, it was in like the early 2000s, like I'm thinking like 2001 or something. I don't remember exactly, before the flat screens came out. And it was those massive televisions that weighed hundreds of pounds.
Right.
We had a big old entertainment system in my home growing up. And because my dad always really liked, he wanted, you know, he was always in the theater. He really liked the Bose surround sound, the leather. See, like that was like his thing. He liked that. And I remember we had a big old hundreds of pound TV that was actually from Price is Right. The guy wanted on Price is Right, couldn't fit it through any of the doors in his home, and so he sold it to my dad. And, my dad got it for a fraction of the cost, but it was still, back in the early, like 2000, 2001, it was still like, I want to say it was like $4,000. I mean, crazy expensive.
Yeah.
Well, then lightning struck our home, and it fried the TV, so insurance, whatever. So we bought this brand new TV. I can't remember the exact price. I should have called him before. I know for sure that TV was over 10 grand, and if I'm not mistaken, it was pushing 15 grand. It was the biggest TV you could ever imagine.
For a
Sony
TV.
65-inch, I was like 2001, 2002, something like that. And that thing, like, if someone was like, hey, you know, you can have it for $10, I'd be like, no, you would have to pay me. Like, I wouldn't even, you can't even basically see what's going on the television. And now, look where we are, you can get a 65-inch television. You can get, like, if you go to Best Buy right now, I know for sure you can get a 55 to 60 all day long for, like, $600.
Right.
And this is high definition LCD.
Exactly.
Smart TV.
4K. Mm-hmm. Which did, HD didn't even exist.
Yeah, I don't even know why I said HD. But I meant 4K.
Yeah. But, you know, that's just the way technology goes. Like, here's another example. In 1983, 1 gigabyte cost $165,000. And to adjust that for inflation, that same price today would be over $400,000 for 1 gigabyte. And by comparison, if you went to your Best Buy today and bought an 8 gigabyte flash drive, so 8 times that, you could buy that for less than $2. I mean, but that's just the way technology goes. And that's why I'm saying there will be a day, if what they're saying is true with this breakthrough, that this new organoid type of operating system performs better than any silicon-based model that we have. If that's true, then the silicon models will become extinct. There will be a day where you'll walk into a store and try and buy a computer, and there will not be a single computer on the market that does not have literal human brain cells in it.
That's just nuts.
A crazy thought.
It is. And so your tech in your house will be thinking for you, and it'll be totally connected. What do you have in here in your notes? What's that 1981 Apple 700,000? You don't have anything next to it. What is that? What was that one?
Well, yeah, if we wouldn't go through this whole section.
No, I don't want you. I don't want you to get the whole thing. I want to know specifically
By 1983, 1 gigabyte was $165,000, right?
Uh-huh.
So in 1981, just 2 years before that, Apple was offering 1 gigabyte hard drives for $700,000.
That's nuts.
Which today would be $2.2 million.
That's so crazy. Listen, we are nearly out of time. And Andrew, it's your last day. And I just want to say, I love you, man. You served so well. You know, in the Bible, Paul stayed in Ephesus and lived there for about 3 years. God used him while he was there. And the church in Ephesus had been marked by his ministry forever. And I just want to say publicly that my ministry will forever be marked by all that you have contributed.
I appreciate that.
You know, almost five years ago now, you left everything, and you and your wife moved to Decatur, Illinois to help me launch this ministry. And many people don't know that whenever you came, I told you, I said, listen, we're not going to be making any money. I told you, I don't even know when I can pay you. And you just simply said, that's fine, I'll volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't even know. I said, it could be months. It could be a year, buddy. I don't know. He said, it's fine. I'll volunteer. And you picked up everything to move to a foreign place and volunteer for a ministry with no money. That is sacrifice. You're good at what you do. You're gifted. And you stewarded well the gifts that God gave you during your time at IGBY. And we aren't just saying goodbye to an employee. We're saying goodbye now, for now, because I'm hoping that you'll come back one day to a dear friend. You have served well. And I'll end with this. When someone serves God faithfully and leaves, the body of Christ responds with love, sorrow, and blessing. That's what I want to do today. Andrew, thank you for your faithful ministry. Thank you for following God's call. We're sad you're going. We release you. We bless you. And we pray for God's blessing on you and your ministry and whatever your hand touches for the Lord's glory. We pray that God continues to bring himself glory through you and your wife back in Michigan.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome. Is there anything you want to say or just toodaloo?
I'll just very briefly. I've got a whole section I could go into, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
I'll just say this, that one thing that I really learned from you and from our friendship is that if you expect to hear from God and if you put your life on hold until you hear from God, you will. If you trust God, I actually have a verse here, Proverbs 3:6. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. If you trust God and you wait on him and expectantly wait to hear from him, he will guide you. He will. If you have faith, he will tell you exactly what he wants you to do with your life. So be in your word. That's the number one way that God speaks to his people is through the word that he's given us. And be in fellowship with his Holy Spirit, because God also gives special revelation to those who expectantly wait to hear from him.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to send you off well tonight. We're going to go get some appetizers and a big old steak. And they're heading to Michigan tomorrow. Listen, we have this little video that we're going to play at the end of the program. You have no idea that we played it because every time we were out, Josh was working on it. Mm. It's a little montage of your time from the beginning here at the ministry. We love you, buddy. Hey, and we love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Hey, Andrew. I know we've only known each other a couple of months, but in that short time, I've really come to appreciate you and what you've contributed to this ministry. I also want to thank you for taking the time to show me the ropes before you leave. In honor of your time here, Zach and I wanted to put this together for you. So enjoy and God bless.
I would like to introduce to you the brand new co-host of The Zach Drew Show. You may have seen him several times on The Jim Baker Show and also as my co-host on our old show, Revelation in the News.
Grace means that you understand that there's something wrong and you turn from wicked ways. If the church in America would turn away from evil, from doing things that are evil, then the entire nation would be blessed through us.
Come on out. This is where we'd give an audience cue to clap. Andrew Bellers.
Hey, Zach.
Andrew, it's so good to have you here in Central Illinois.
I'm so excited to be here.
That's awesome.
I feel like God is pulling us to opening our eyes. In this nation, we have placed comfort and convenience over the lives of our children.
Something good is happening today. We're going to be buying a great deal of video equipment, camera, teleprompter, lights, tripod, the whole bit. It's going to be, what's so funny? Why are you laughing right now?
I don't know, man.
Hey, he's funny. Like, he's always just laughing. I don't know.
When you look at this one world system where if you don't take the mark, then you can't eat, you can't trade. I mean, when you start to look at the fourth industrial revolution that's coming upon us in the scope of a biblical worldview, it all kind of just falls in line.
Welcome to the brand new television studio.
I'm just so excited that this is happening now. We have put in, we've put in so many hours into getting this just set up, and it just, I'm so happy with it. It looks so great.
In scripture, when it talks about witchcraft, the Greek word that I actually use is the word pharmakia, which is where we get the word pharmacy from. And it's talking specifically about using drugs or medicines, how they would classify it, to interact with the spiritual realm, to interact with other dimensions and other spiritual beings.
Most of you probably know this is going to be my last year at the ministry, so I don't know how many more of these one-on-ones we're going to be able to have, but I'm so honored to be a part of this ministry. I really believe in it. We'll be right back.